Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Imagine a grand estate nestled amidst the lush landscapes of St. Francisville, Louisiana. Its sprawling grounds adorned with majestic oak trees draped in Spanish moss hide secrets that have remained whispered through generations. This is Myrtle's Plantation, a place where history and the supernatural intertwine, creating a legacy that continues to captivate and terrify those who dare to uncover its mysteries. Tonight, we explore the haunting history of Myrtle's Plantation, delving into the events that gave rise to its sinister reputation and the restless spirits said to roam its halls. The origins of Myrtle's Plantation trace back to the early 1790s, when the land was owned by the Delos H. Jennings family. The plantation was established as a thriving agricultural estate, its fertile grounds yielding crops like cotton and sugarcane, fueling the economic boom of the South. Over the years, the plantation changed hands several times, each owner adding to its architectural grandeur and expanding its domain. By the mid-19th century, the plantation had transformed into a grand mansion, its elegant design reflecting the wealth and status of its inhabitants. The Myers family, who acquired the plantation in the late 19th century, played a significant role in shaping the estate's legacy. Dr. William Stennett Myers, a prosperous plantation owner, undertook extensive renovations, enhancing the mansion's beauty and adding modern conveniences. Under his stewardship, the plantation flourished, becoming a symbol of opulence and southern charm. However, the prosperity of Myrtle's Plantation was marred by a series of tragic events that would forever intertwine the estate with tales of the supernatural. One of the most pivotal moments in Myrtle's Plantation's history occurred in 1806, with the tragic death of 16 slaves in an incident that remains shrouded in mystery. The cause of their deaths is a subject of much speculation. Some accounts suggest poisoning, while others point to a potential outbreak of disease. This catastrophic event cast a dark shadow over the plantation, leaving unanswered questions that have fueled the plantation's haunted reputation. Another tragic story involves the plantation's most famous resident, Elizabeth Green, who lived during the early 20th century. Elizabeth was known for her kindness and hospitality, but her life was cut short under mysterious circumstances. In 1907, Elizabeth was accused of poisoning her husband and children, a claim that shocked the community. Although she was acquitted of the charges, the rumors and suspicions surrounding her family lingered, adding to the plantation's eerie lore. Myrtle's Plantation is also believed to be the site of the ghost known as Chloe. According to legend, Chloe was a slave who fell in love with her master, William Stennett Myers. When he discovered her affection, he ordered her to leave the plantation. Devastated by the loss, Chloe is said to have died of a broken heart. Her spirit is believed to haunt the plantation, her apparition often seen roaming the halls and her mournful presence felt by those who visit. Chloe's ghost is one of the most enduring and well-documented spirits associated with Myrtle's Plantation, her tragic love story echoing through the estate's grand corridors. In addition to Chloe, Myrtle's Plantation is home to several other restless spirits. The phantom of a young girl named Mary is said to linger in the attic, her laughter echoing through the rooms, and her presence felt by those who stay in her former bedroom. Guests have reported seeing her apparition, a vision of innocence and sorrow intertwined, her story forever tied to the plantation's haunted history. Another notable spirit is that of a former slave, believed to wander the grounds at night. Her presence marked by sudden drops in temperature and the faint scent of perfume that fills the air. Paranormal investigators and ghost hunters have long been drawn to Myrtle's Plantation, eager to uncover the truth behind its haunted reputation. Equipped with advanced technology, these investigators have conducted numerous explorations, documenting unexplained phenomena that challenge conventional understanding. Electromagnetic field, EMF detectors have registered unusual energy fluctuations in areas associated with reported ghost sightings. Infrared cameras have captured fleeting shadows and apparitions, moments of ethereal presence that vanish upon closer inspection. Audio recordings have picked up disembodied voices and unexplained noises, adding to the collection of evidence supporting the existence of paranormal activity. One notable investigation occurred in the late 1990s, when a team of paranormal researchers conducted an extensive study of Myrtle's Plantation's haunted areas. Over the course of several weeks, the team set up equipment in various locations, including the grand ballroom, the guest rooms, and the plantation's sprawling gardens. Their findings included persistent EMF readings in the attic room, audio recordings of ghostly whispers, and visual evidence of apparitions moving through walls and disappearing into thin air. The investigation concluded that Myrtle's Plantation indeed harbored residual energies from its tragic past, manifesting as ghostly apparitions and unexplained phenomena. Despite the compelling evidence gathered by paranormal investigators, skeptics argue that the reported hauntings at Myrtle's Plantation can be attributed to psychological factors, environmental influences, and the power of suggestion. They point to the plantation's age and architectural features as potential sources of natural explanations for the strange occurrences. The grand staircases, long corridors, and ornate decorations create an environment where shadows and sounds can easily be misinterpreted as supernatural activity. Additionally, the emotional weight of the plantation's history may prime guests to perceive and interpret ambiguous stimuli as ghostly encounters. Psychologists highlight the role of suggestion, noting that knowing the plantation's reputation for being haunted can influence individuals to perceive ordinary sounds and sights as paranormal events. The dim lighting, combined with the plantation's expansive and often labyrinthine layout, can create an environment where the mind is more likely to interpret shadows and noises as something otherworldly. The human brain, always seeking patterns and meanings, can easily fall prey to the allure of ghost stories, especially in a setting as evocative as Myrtle's Plantation. Environmental factors also play a significant role in the perception of paranormal activity within the plantation. The building's age means that many of its systems are outdated, with pipes groaning, wood shifting, and metal expanding and contracting with temperature changes. These natural sounds can easily be mistaken for footsteps, doors slamming, or other unexplained noises, especially in the dimly lit and acoustically echoing environments of the plantation. Optical illusions caused by the interplay of light and shadows within the plantation's many nooks and crannies can result in ghostly apparitions that vanish upon closer inspection. Reflections in mirrors or glass, combined with the plantation's ornate decor, can create deceptive images that fuel the ghostly narratives. Moreover, the history of violence and loss within Myrtle's Plantation creates a backdrop that primes individuals to expect and perceive paranormal activity. The emotional weight of the tragic events leaves a lasting imprint on the collective consciousness of those who hear the story, making them more susceptible to interpreting ambiguous stimuli as evidence of the supernatural. The combination of historical trauma and environmental factors creates a perfect storm for the perpetuation of ghostly legends. Hoaxes and misinterpretations have also played a role in shaping Myrtle's Plantation's haunted reputation. Instances of deliberate fabrications, whether for personal notoriety or to attract attention and tourism, have muddied the waters of truth and fiction. In some cases, ordinary occurrences have been embellished or misunderstood, leading to exaggerated ghost stories that capture the public's imagination. The allure of a haunted plantation, combined with the rich history of Myrtle's Plantation, makes for a compelling narrative that is easy to embellish and retell. Stories may be altered over time, details added or omitted, creating a tapestry of legends that blend fact with fiction. The line between reality and myths becomes blurred, making it challenging to discern the true nature of the institution's supernatural claims. One such instance involved a guest who claimed to have recorded the sound of footsteps in a supposedly empty hallway. Skeptics argue that the footsteps were simply the result of natural sounds amplified by the plantation's acoustics. Another example is a series of photos purported to show ghostly apparitions in the grand ballroom. Critics contend that these images were optical illusions, or the result of long exposures combined with moving subjects. These instances highlight the potential for deception and the ease with which ordinary events can be misconstrued as supernatural occurrences. From a scientific perspective, many of Myrtle's Plantation's haunting claims can be debunked through rational explanations. Environmental factors such as drafts, settling structures, and acoustic anomalies can create sounds and sensations that are easily mistaken for paranormal activity. The institution's original structure, despite restoration efforts, still bears the marks of its age. Pipes groan, wood shifts, and metal expands and contracts with temperature changes. These ordinary phenomena can be misinterpreted as ghostly whispers or footsteps, especially in the dimly lit and acoustically echoing environments of the plantation. Optical illusions caused by the play of light and shadows within the building's many nooks and crannies can result in ghostly apparitions that vanish upon closer inspection. Reflections in mirrors or glass, combined with the plantation's ornate decor, can create deceptive images that fuel the ghostly narratives. Scientific explanations for Myrtle's Plantation's haunted reputation delve into the realms of psychology and environmental science. The phenomenon known as pareidolia, where the mind responds to a stimulus by perceiving a familiar pattern where none exists, can explain sightings of ghostly figures. In the vast and often dimly lit corridors of Myrtle's Plantation, the brain can interpret shadows and reflections as human forms, especially when primed by the institution's haunted lore. Additionally, infrasound, a type of sound wave that is below the frequency of human hearing, can cause feelings of unease, anxiety, and even visual hallucinations, contributing to the perception of ghostly activity. While these explanations may not diminish the personal experiences of those who believe they have encountered spirits, they offer a logical counterpoint to the supernatural interpretations. The human brain is wired to seek explanations and find meaning, especially in places steeped in history and emotion. Myrtle's Plantation, with its rich past and grand architecture, provides a perfect setting for the mind to conjure images of the past, blurring the lines between memory and imagination. Whether it's the sound of footsteps echoing in the empty halls or the sight of a fleeting shadow, Myrtle's Plantation's environment is primed for both awe-inspiring beauty and spine-chilling mystery. Despite the skepticism, Myrtle's Plantation's haunted reputation continues to thrive, fueled by its captivating history and the enduring allure of ghost stories. The interplay between history and myth creates a rich tapestry that keeps the institution's legacy alive and engaging for generations. Visitors to Myrtle's Plantation are not only stepping into a piece of Southern history, but also into a realm where the past and the present coexist in a dance of mystery and wonder. The institution's ability to blend rich historical significance with captivating ghost stories creates an enduring legacy that continues to enchant and mystify all who encounter it. In popular culture, Myrtle's Plantation has cemented its status as a legendary haunted location. Films, television shows, and books have drawn inspiration from its dark history, weaving tales of horror and suspense that echo the real-life tragedies that occurred within its walls. These portrayals amplify the plantation's eerie reputation, introducing its haunting legends to a wider audience and ensuring that the story of Myrtle's Plantation continues to resonate through the ages. One notable example in popular culture is the 2009 film The Haunting of Myrtle's Plantation, which dramatizes the tragic events and explores the supernatural occurrences that followed. The film captures the essence of the unsolved mystery, emphasizing the fear and uncertainty that enveloped the community in the aftermath of the murders. Such representations in media not only keep Myrtle's Plantation in the public consciousness, but also contribute to the ongoing fascination with its haunted reputation. Literature has also played a significant role in shaping Myrtle's Plantation's haunted image. Numerous books, both fiction and nonfiction, have been written about the tragic events of 1793, 1806, and the mysterious deaths that followed, each offering a different perspective on the mystery that remains unsolved. Works like Ghosts of Myrtle's Plantation by Nancy Kilgore provide detailed accounts of the murders, the investigation, and the enduring questions that surround the case. These books delve into the lives of the victims, the town's response, and the various theories that have emerged over the years, adding depth and complexity to the plantation's haunted reputation. The blending of historical facts with speculative narratives creates a rich tapestry of stories that keep Myrtle's Plantation alive in the collective imagination. Myrtle's Plantation also serves as a case study in the study of unsolved crimes and their impact on communities. The unresolved nature of the murders has left a lasting scar on the town of St. Francisville, a place forever associated with tragedy and mystery. The plantation stands as a monument to the past, a reminder of the lives lost and the questions that still linger. The intersection of history, mystery, and the supernatural creates a unique dynamic that continues to draw interest and inspire exploration. Paranormal enthusiasts and ghost hunters flock to Myrtle's Plantation, eager to experience firsthand the haunted reputation that precedes it. The plantation offers a unique opportunity to explore a site where history and legend converge, where the past seems to whisper through the corridors, and the present is tinged with an otherworldly presence. Each visitor brings their own energy and perspective, contributing to the ongoing narrative that makes Myrtle's Plantation a focal point for paranormal activity. The preservation and documentation of Myrtle's Plantation's haunting legends are ongoing efforts. Paranormal researchers continue to conduct investigations, seeking to capture evidence that can shed light on the plantation's mysterious phenomena. These efforts are complemented by historical research, as scholars delve into the records and accounts of the past, piecing together the events that led to the plantation's dark legacy. The combination of historical inquiry and paranormal investigation ensures that the story of Myrtle's Plantation remains a living, evolving narrative. The plantation's significance extends beyond its own history, influencing broader discussions about slavery, violence, and the human fascination with the unknown. Myrtle's Plantation serves as a poignant reminder of the fragility of life and the depths of human emotion. The tragic loss of lives and the unresolved mysteries associated with the plantation resonate through time. Their spirits believed by many to remain trapped within the walls of the estate they once called home. As we reflect on Myrtle's Plantation's remarkable journey, we see an institution that transcends its physical presence. It stands as a monument to an era of innocence lost and the enduring quest for answers. The plantation's ability to embody both historical significance and supernatural mystery ensures that it remains a subject of endless fascination. Whether viewed as a site of tragic history, a haunted location, or a symbol of unresolved mysteries, Myrtle's Plantation continues to captivate the imagination, its legacy echoing through the shadows of its storied halls. Myrtle's Plantation's commitment to preserving its legacy is evident in the continued efforts to document and share its ghost stories. Books, documentaries, and online platforms serve as repositories of the plantation's ghost lore, preserving the tales for future generations and allowing them to engage with the institution's haunted history in new and innovative ways. These preservation efforts ensure that Myrtle's Plantation's ghost stories remain a vital and integral part of its overall legacy, contributing to its status as one of the most haunted places in the United States. In addition to media portrayals, the plantation has become a central figure in local folklore, with stories passed down through generations. These oral histories, often embellished with each retelling, add layers of richness to the plantation's haunted reputation. The collective memory of St. Francisville's residents, intertwined with the tragic events of the past, creates a cultural tapestry that both honors the victims and perpetuates the legends of the plantation's restless spirits. The psychological impact of Myrtle's Plantation on its visitors cannot be understated. The fear and anticipation of encountering something supernatural can heighten one's senses, making the experience more intense and memorable. This emotional engagement ensures that the haunting legends of the plantation continue to thrive, as each new visitor adds their own narrative to the ongoing story. The plantation's architecture also plays a significant role in its haunted reputation. The Victorian design, with its ornate details, grand staircases, and expansive rooms, creates an atmosphere of grandeur and mystery. The layout of the plantation, with its many rooms and hidden corners, provides ample opportunities for shadows to linger and sounds to echo, enhancing the eerie ambiance that visitors experience. The interplay of light and darkness, coupled with the plantation's historical weight, creates an environment where the supernatural seems all the more plausible. Moreover, the plantation's continuous presence in the town of St. Francisville serves as a constant reminder of the past. Its silhouette against the night sky evokes both fascination and fear, a symbol of a history that refuses to be forgotten. The plantation's enduring legacy is a testament to the human desire to find meaning and connection, even in the face of tragedy and loss. In conclusion, Myrtle's Plantation stands as a testament to the enduring power of stories and the human fascination with the unknown. Its history is rich with tales of compassion and cruelty, hope and despair, reality and the supernatural. The haunted legends that surround it add a layer of depth and mystery, making Myrtle's Plantation not just an architectural marvel or a historical institution, but a living relic of the past. As long as there are stories to be told and mysteries to be unraveled, Myrtle's Plantation will continue to echo with the whispers of the past, forever a symbol of history and the supernatural intertwined.
We'll be right back.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.